Welcome to the Perfect Podcast that helps you find perfection in the precious present. Sponsored by the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Find us everywhere, every other week. Now it is time for our show with Will Perfect and Janet Lopez.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Yeah. Welcome to the Perfect Zone. We are live. And on the phone, in the studio here, we're going to have a special caller coming in tonight. But in the studio with me is Janet. And also, we're going to have the Love Doctor in a little later on as well.
Yes. Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing? I know there might be some different time zones listening, but here in Los Angeles, it's 7 o'clock. So it's the evening, so it's nice and dark. But I just wanted to do, I'm an actor for those who don't know, and you guys can Google my name is Janet Lopez. But I just wanted to do pay a little bit of homage to the icon actress who passed away, Betty White.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Yes, my heart sank when I found out that I'm sure she's in heaven. And have you guys ever, this is a really old movie that I just wanted to let everybody know. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really funny. But
do tell.
It's Lake Placid. And I was just looking at it, and it's really hilarious. And it's one of my favorite. It was just really good. If you guys want to watch it. But Betty White. She's a wife and her husband. I know I don't want to give it up too much, give it away, but it's a movie. But she's really funny in that movie. Did you ever watch it, Will?
No, first time I heard of it. She is hilarious. My first question to you was going to be, how was your New Year's?
Yes. Oh, yes. Happy New Year's to everybody. I hope that everybody had a great New Year's, but she basically in that movie, she has like it's a huge alligator. I mean, it's crazy. You guys got to watch it, but she's feeding. There's a really shocker moment in that movie. But anyways, just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. Happy New Year's, everybody. I hope you had a blast. How was your New Year's?
Happy Thursday. Well? Happy January. Oh, it was excellent. Went over to my friend Kevin's. Friend Matt was over there, and it seems like Kevin Cole is always mentioned on my other friend's podcast. Kevin Gorel and Andy Hoban have another podcast, and Kevin's name gets mentioned just like Eric's name gets mentioned on ours. He's kind of like the driving force, it seems like. And I just heard Eric do a interview with Debbie Perkins, and it was super informative. I mean, you think you kind of know someone really well, but then all of a sudden all the floods of information just keep coming. And it was a great show.
Yeah.
It was an hour show, but I highly recommend checking it out, Googling it.
That was on Easy Way. Easy Way, was it that easy? He had one recently with the Easy Way magazine, and then with the interview with her. And you can check that out on the Wall of Fame, I'm sure, right, with Eric.
Yep, yeah. Well, how was your New Year's? What did you end up doing?
It was great. I mean, I had I just wanted to make it more. I had a lot going on. I was really busy, but I was spending with family pretty much. And
oh, good.
It was great. And I also had spent it with some friends, and we stayed. We kind of just stayed up and together and stuff like that. So.
Well, that sounds beautiful. In fact, you mentioned family. I made it home right before 12 so I could give my mom a hug, and we had some hot cocoa and, just those important moments. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just remembering the Debbie's with the red carpet. It was Eric Zulli with the Hollywood Red Carpet Radio with Debbie Perkins.
Yeah,
that's
was the show he was on. It was the Red Carpet Radio with Debbie Perkins.
With Debbie Perkins.
And it,
gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. and just today, I know I mentioned this to you, but my cat was acting funny, and then I realized she might be sick. So, you know, I had to take her to the hospital. And she is an adopted cat. I got her at 2.
You saved her.
Yeah, but she's 12 now. I mean, like 11 or 12. She's like older, and she's a Bengal. Hey, shout out for all the people who love cats and Bengals, right? But if anybody knows, Bengals are wild. They're really, they're not your, like, regular cat.
Typical cat.
You know, they,
right.
Yeah, they're more a little bit more wild than your, you know, than your calmer cats. They're kind of like half a wild bobcat, if you will, half bobcat and half domestic cat. So she's a little bit on the wild side.
Here's my metaphor for that. It's like a baseball player during the spring training and then the baseball player at the World Series. More focused, they're more alert, they've got more energy.
When I first met her, she was wild, dude. Like, she'd jump from, like, way up and, like, jump on my shadows. And, like, I was kind of, like, scared a little bit. And I was like, I'm not used to these kind of cats. But then I realized how cool she was because she gets down. Like, she'll bring me. I mean, for cats, you know, they bring you stuff and they go on hunting and then they bring it to you all proud. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So she was. Yeah, so that was
As you said that to me, I was feeling for you and pets because sometimes they're more human than the human, and I texted back, you know, sometimes prayers are our most powerful power on this earth. And I'll say some prayers, and I'm sure the people listening in will say some prayers, and with the combined force, it's just like it's a flywheel. It's a momentum, and it's strength, and it's beauty.
Yeah.
If God was an ocean, we'd all be a glass, a different container.
So her name is Honey, and that was the only name she answered to. So now anybody I call Honey, it's like she thinks I'm talking to her too. And if I go Honey, if I'm talking about Honey, I go in the store, I'm like, I'm going to go buy some Honey. She looks at me like, yeah. So that's her name. And thank you. I appreciate any prayers coming my way for sure. I think, is it time to bring the love dog?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Honey, we're going to talk about to the love doc about when you meet someone. How do you know it's the one? You know, what kind of are pickup lines good? You know, we'll see what she says about all that.
I have had some – I've heard some terrible pickup lines and some great ones. But, all right, I'll tell you guys right now. Right now, let's bring her on, and then I'll let her know
Excellent. What
the worst pickup line has been for me that I've heard.
Hello, hello. I'm here. Hello. Happy New Year's, you guys.
Happy New Year. Happy Thursday. Happy January.
Yeah, all the above. Just go ahead.
Yes.
Well, we're
going to
say, what was, you know, when you meet someone, how do you know that it's the one? Because I know you've put many people together. People have gotten married because of you. What's the secret? Is it pickup lines? Are they good?
So that's a great question. You essentially feel the person that is the right one for you throughout all these years. 23 years I've been doing this now. And somebody who feels home to you. You know, you don't have... People have talked for years now, butterflies in your stomach, nervousness. No, the right one, you just feel at ease. And it's like a water flow. You know, everything just flows. It's just natural and it's easy, right? So now pickup lines. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Janet was saying she's heard a few that are just do you remember any at the top of your head, Janet?
Yeah, what are the ones that you – I'm sure you've heard so many. Janet, you're drop-dead gorgeous, beautiful. So, yeah, share with me what are the pickup lines that they've thrown your way?
You're
I think the
lovely.
Worst one was, like, I have a wife, but you're so beautiful, I'm willing to take you out. And I was like, what? I think that's the worst one. I was thinking, like, yeah. That's
they just might as well pulled out a red flag on that one.
It's funny that you said anything about red flags because, Will, what happens is we get involved in a relationship and oftentimes, you know, I did a speech on this some years ago, we have an emotional connection to somebody and then that grows to a physical connection and that red flag that you, I, Janet, other people in this world have seen, because we have this connection to them, we turn that red flag green. And we just try to just keep pacifying things and going, oh, no, it was because of this or that. And instead of looking at it going, wait a second, there's 7.2 billion people on this planet now. Mm-hmm. Am I going to succumb to this person? Yeah, totally. Am I going to succumb to this person who's throwing out every red flag to me? I was raised better than that. And so at some point, you say, look, we all have flaws, but I have some negotiables and non-negotiables, you know?
Well, Lindsay, the motto here at the Perfect Zone is finding your moments in the precious present. And I think that's what you're talking about when you say you feel comfortable, you feel like you're in that comfort zone when you meet someone. And you're like, okay, they're a teammate. They can compliment who I am. I can compliment who they are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody who just understands you. And it's, you know, you never want to live a life where you're constantly having to re-explain yourself, truly, especially in a relationship. It just is to flow. And it's, you know, and as long as you're open and compromising and you're always giving more than you ever take and just being present, you know, being there, being in the moment and appreciating and adoring and admiring the and valuing that time you guys have to together, you know.
I think that's really
speaking
important
of being in the moment
for both.
Yeah,
for the both. It's not just the girl, but if you have a successful, I took a psychology, and one of the things they were examining were different relationships, and they said one of them, the people who are the most successful in marriages is, and it's kind of what you're saying, is the people who are willing to compromise.
Oh yeah,
the
so
love languages. That was very helpful.
Not,
super helpful.
Obviously not give yourself too much, but I'm saying like both of you have to, do you know what I mean?
Always.
Compromise once in a great while. Yeah.
You know, I
for
tell
sure.
everybody.
And speaking
you know,
of, we've actually got to take a commercial break really soon.
Oh, no.
Our sponsors
we'll compromise
are
with this commercial.
Digital Copilot, Billionaires Elite, Wealth XO. And Matt, he's an actor, a producer. He's got two shows on the Easy Way Network. He's the IMB director, the Easy Way Wall of Fame lead agent. He's also a
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way Wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
Three great influencers have joined forces to create a space for you to be the expert, get credibility, and be a best-selling author. Get acquainted with the Easy Way Wall of Famers and reach a celebrity status with Easy Way Publishing, powered by NLCP. Get seen on the cover with Easy Way Wall of Fame celebrity influencers. Get the credibility you deserve for being a published author, best-selling status guaranteed. Increase your credibility, maximize your presence affordably and effectively. Enjoy your new life with Easy Way Publishing.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000. And you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Hey,
all right, we're back on
back.
The air. Hello. We've got the dapper gentleman, the sophisticated. Why don't you introduce yourself, Matt J. Doyle? Can you hear me?
Matt.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Now, okay, we had some little technical difficulties there, but we are back on strong. Why don't you open saying a little bit about who you are. You've got a podcast, you're a producer. Give the audience a little bit of introduction to who you are. Matt, this is Matt J. Doyle.
Yeah, hey, Will. Hey, Janet, how you doing? Yeah, Matt J. Doyle, actor, producer, entrepreneur, starred in the movie Nino's Revenge, 7th and Westlake, which is on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV, and also have two of my own shows that I'm producing, The Artist Process and Tap Interviews. Just did a couple of scenes on The Artist Process. One of them was with the co-star of the late, great Betty White, Miss Rita Gray. The trailer to that's out now, and that's available on pay-per-view. And the last scene I did was called Home for Christmas. That's available to watch on YouTube. And I have a new scene coming up on The Artist Process called Vaping Habit.
I like that title, The Artist Process, because that's what it is. Every day is its own book.
Yeah.
So
and it's... Mm-hmm. Go, Janet.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it is a process. Every day it's a little step forward, and after a while you're like, how did I get this high? Like just it is an expansion of our minds and our experiences all at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've been watching you, Matt, and you've been doing a lot of great things with that. And I've seen you, you know, you've interviewed some incredible people in the business, like in the past, like Kate Linder from Young and the Restless. Like, how was your experience with that?
That was wonderful. And Richard Dreyfuss is another one. I just found them to be, you know, down to earth and very intelligent, creative people.
Yeah, I think.
How long has it been since you've been in the States? I know you're from Australia, and what a great accent that is. How long have you been in the States?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I arrived here January 20th, 2003, so next year will be my 20th anniversary.
Ooh,
oh,
nice. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm a dual citizen of Australia and the U.S., so I can live in either country.
Mm-hmm.
How
did you and Eric meet?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
I was just wondering how you and Eric met. And I know you two are really good friends, and you've also Eric has a book, The Influence Effect, and I saw a picture of the two of you holding up the book. I was just kind of curious how you two met.
Eric was holding an event on Wilshire Boulevard, and it was an event to celebrate the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, doing the stuff on the red carpet and everything, and one of his friends was helping him to do the event, and I met him in an acting class, and then he introduced me to Eric.
Oh,
very cool.
I love
that.
Was
what
awesome.
Are some of the acting roles that you've done personally?
I
know
like
you're
I said,
up an actor.
I've been in a lot of stuff. Started off as an extra and just worked my way up to where I am now, and currently auditioning for some big time Netflix shows, etc. So I've come a long way, and I'm looking to.
Well, I saw your demo reel. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Go
Janet. So,
hey, I saw. So I love
the fact that you played, that you were on Murder on Heartland. That's a good one for those listening. And I know a lot of people watch that, like on the ID channel, and you play Detective Cox on that. So that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so I've just been working my way up, and you know, I'm hoping this year is going to be a great year, book some big roles.
What's the biggest difference between California and Australia?
Well, California, Los Angeles is pretty similar to, like, it's similar to Sydney and Melbourne, and I'm actually from Melbourne, and I lived in Sydney for a while. The weather's pretty similar, but there are differences, but, you know, like they're big cities, all three of them, so.
A lot of good music coming from there. And Janet, you wanted to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you mentioned Tap, and I love Tap. Just like, I think I saw Rita, was it Rita Gray? She was an actor who was on the NBC hit series, Betty White, Off Their Rockers. And, you know, I love Betty White. So that was kind of cool. And you helped tell us a little bit more about Tap. And, you know, I know she was on there as well.
Yeah, well, specifically about that episode. Her and I did a scene together. She has a Zoom account, so she filmed it on Zoom, and she edited it as well. So that was very helpful, and it, you know, came out great. Of course, she's a more experienced actor than me, and it was a great experience to work with her. And just, I had tried to lift, you know, and raise myself to her level.
Well, you've got a really great look to you, and it's a very solid, you know, it's one of those looks that it commands attention. Like, I can picture when you walk in the room, a lot of heads turn because that's a sophisticated, dapper gentleman who's walking in the room. I always dress to the tens and, you know, with that accent and the way you speak and so articulately.
Well, thanks, Will. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm really happy to come on this show. I thank you both. And I want to say hi to all your listeners. And and just to let them know that Will and Janet, you're in good hands with them. I listened to the first part of the show, and this is the first time I've heard it. And I have to say, I was impressed.
Thank
well,
you, Matt.
It's the very first,
you know,
one of the new season, new January.
Yeah,
show.
It is.
Yeah, you two are great.
I've noticed that. I know you're very humble, but I do want to say that you're also a producer. And, you know, just to reiterate that, because, you know, you said you wanted to bring yourself up to her level. But, you know, you're a producer, you're a director, you're an actor. So you're up there. And you have, like Will was saying, you have this amazing look. And I've noticed that you've been playing a lot of, like, strong roles of authority, if you will, like a detective, a police officer, a guard, a cop. You know, it's mostly like a detective,
a lawyer,
even a doctor at one point. Yeah, so you do have this a look that comes with you that it's like kind of like a strong person, you know what I mean? Like a person in authority.
Yeah,
well,
like if you were late for your airport, you could probably walk right through the line and they probably wouldn't give you any questions. They'd just say, yep, he's meant to walk right through the line. VIP treatment all the way just based on a look.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And one of the things I noticed, you remind me of me because you also do, like, you also did, like, Easy Way hosting, right, on the Easy Way Network.
Interviewing?
Yeah, I do. I believe in the Easy Way Network. I think if we keep, promoting it.
Family.
And the way it's improving, I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, in fact, people have even said this is, and it's not just one person. This is probably like fourth person that said this. Imagine being part of Facebook before it became as huge as it is. Because it's much more, I mean, not to compare the two, but I mean, it's very organized, very compartmentalized. And the people that are there are just warm-hearted, kind people. And that's been my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just had an event for the Easy Way family just before Christmas, and it was fantastic. I'd love to see you guys at the next one. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
And, of course, Omar Perryu's got a show coming up on the Easy Way Network, Zero to Wealth. And Omar is just a great motivator, and he's got so much to say and such a unique original way. And one of his mentors is Zig Ziglar.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard him on the Easy Way Experience, one of the Easy Way Experiences. Mm-hmm. He seems like he really knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
Have you ever? I just wanted to say, mm-hmm, I saw that, you know, you're like a black belt, right? And martial arts, and you've done all kinds of stuff, like Muay Thai. Have you ever done, like, any stunt work as well?
Any what, sorry?
Like stunt work? Since you have, like, you have a lot of martial arts.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do my own stunts. I want someone to...
You don't want to die.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very impressed with your resume, though.
Yeah. No, but one thing I'd like to do on the artist process is just possibly choreograph a fight scene if I get a chance to do that. That'd be great. I'd love to do that, yeah.
Well, you mentioned not doing your own stunts. I'm an actor as well, and I worked on a picture in the desert, and it was, I did some of my own stunts, and it was not a good thing because, I mean, stuntmen really get hurt.
Yes, they do. It's a hard job, yeah.
Well, you studied at a really great place.
As promised, I said we're going to have one caller call in and ask you a question, and her name's Jean. So,
yes.
Jean, do you have a question for Matt J. Doyle? And then we're going to ask you where we can find you at for the rest of the audience and how they can get in contact with you. You're on, Jean.
Hello. Yes, I loved what you had to say. You are such an impressive man. And I'm sure all good things happen, but it's because you work hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Gina.
Absolutely.
Did
you have a question for Matt
at all?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for Matt?
Not right now. I just enjoyed everything he had to say. In fact, I was just right there with each of the words, and it was so informative. I just enjoyed it. I felt like just good about it, and I thank you.
All right.
And have a great night. Bye.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks, Jean.
But yeah, it's.
I just wanted
absolutely.
To add to those listening that Matt, actually, you studied at Ivana Shabux, and she is
one of the top coaches.
Yeah, she's, you know, Haley Berry studied with her many well-known celebrities. And so, yeah, I just want to throw that out there that you actually took the time. Matthew Perry went with her, you know, Amy Smart, Jessica Biel, and so forth. So many, many people. So that's kind of...
Yeah, she's a legendary coach.
Yeah, it's great that you said
tell us a little bit
her.
About her. What was your experience? How did you get hooked up with that acting class? How did you and the coach meet? Was it... tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I just wanted to train with someone who trained movie stars, and... So I checked her out and watched a class, and then she took me into her office and we had a chat, and I liked what she had to say, so I stuck with her, and yeah, it was great. It helped me a lot.
Well, I'm sure there's like a waiting list on to getting into her class, because I mean, she is like a very legendary coach.
Yeah, so she was happy with me and I was happy with her, and you know,
that's amazing how I mean it. Once again, it's that look. I mean, you make a command, and it's ask and it is given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it is open.
Yes. And you know you got to ask, and you know you got to seek, and you know you got to knock.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You literally did that.
Asking's important.
Yes.
But speaking of
I
asking,
like
it looks like we're at we've already reached the show's conclusion here. Any final thoughts, and how can we get a hold
Matt.
Of you?
Yes, spread. Tell us everything. Where can we find you?
All right. Well, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you to you both, Will and Janet. Thank you very much. And just go to mattjdoyle.com, mattjdoyle.com. Everything's there. You can contact me through the contact page. It has my phone number, email address. Mm-hmm. So, it's just mattjdoyle.com.
And casting directors, if you're listening, what's the like, if you get to pick the kind of role that you'd want to do, what would it be?
Any role at all. I'm not fussy.
Okay. But as far as like the doctors and lawyers and stuff like that, there's no like particular, because when I was a kid, I wanted to be a race car driver or a baseball player. You know, some of those roles would be my ideal roles probably, or a rock and roller probably.
I understand.
Comedy. Yeah.
Janet, you'd want to do comedy, you think?
Drama.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Well, you've got a great laugh. Laugh is amazing. It puts a smile and a warm fuzzy to everybody that hears it.
I guess we need to do a little shout out, but Matt, is there any last words for you, for the audience?
No, just thanks for listening, and, you know, go to visit my website, and please, you know, feel free to get in touch with me and follow me and do whatever.
And again, what's
need.
The name of your podcast?
The
Artist Process, right?
That's the show, but the StreamYard show is called Tap Interviews.
Tap Interviews, yes.
Yeah.
Because you've got so much going on that, you know, got to separate them. And the IMB, directing on the Easy Way Network, what is your Easy Way experience been? Because you've been with it for like 10 years now. Looks like we got an extension on the show because we got so many people listening in.
Yeah, what was that like? I mean,
yes, thank you. Yeah, working with Eric is great. Like I said, I've known him since 2009, and we're very good friends. And we just collaborate together and get along well together and just have the same vision and work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In fact, I've got a quotation that I think it's so appropriate, and I probably have even said it, you know, once before, but it's so true. A small group of thoughtful people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Margaret Mead said that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, you think about Apple being probably the biggest company in the world, and that was started by two guys named Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, I believe in the garage it started, right?
Yeah. So it just, you know, if someone say you got big dreams, you know, and say, well, you know, think about that example.
I think Easy Way will rise, that's for sure. It is rising, and it'll continue to do so.
And expand. Exactly. And speaking of expansion, a good friend of ours, Jason Spand, he's got a show called Expansion. And, you know, giving him a shout because you mentioned a word and all of a sudden it's like, you want to connect the two. But, you know, Jason's a great man as well. Shout out to Jason.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Matt. We love you having you. The fact that you're an actor, a producer, a host, and all of the above, and just all the things that you're doing is amazing. And, you know, we love having you on the show.
You're a renaissance man. Yep. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. And I love being on the show.
Thank you. And this
all
show
right.
is brought to you by EasyWayNetwork.com, BrainTap.com, Easy Way, and the Digital Co-Pilot at order.easywaytools.com.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too.
Have a great night. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. California time.
And just a reminder, the Artist Process is on Easy Way Network. And that's a show you guys can watch with Matt. And it's amazing. I love the show. They have new artists, new people. And, you know, Matt, if you want to say any last words about that, you can.
Yes. The Artist Process, discovering all artists performing from A to Z. So let's keep discovering artists, keep working on ourselves, and see you all at the top.
Yeah, so that's like a show where you showcase your talents, right? You have different talents. And
abilities.
People going on, the musicians, actors, and just everybody. Yes, check out, you guys, Artist Process on Easy Way Network.
All right. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Will. Have a great night.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right.
Take
bye.
Care.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care. And one more show. Diana Moss will be our next guest coming next Thursday at 7 p.m. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. The Perfect Zone.